The Last Days of Night by Graham Moore. Read for you by Jonathan MacLean. Paul grabbed for his jacket and refastened his necktie before making his way to the door. He had been engaged in litigation against Thomas Edison for almost 6 months, but still hadn't met the world's most famous inventor. Edison must have heard about the accident. The very public death by electricity of a man on a city street. He would surely be preparing a response. But what would he want with Paul? Before leaving, Paul removed a folder from a drawer. He placed some documents into the inside pocket of his wool overcoat. Whatever Edison was planning, Paul would have his own surprise in store. Broadway was dim at such a late hour. The few gas lamps that lit the street painted the cobblestones with a thin yellow glow. Only one point sparkled in the distance. Wall Street, to the south, was a citadel of bright electrical light amid the murky smoke and gas of Manhattan. Paul turned to the dark north and quickly hailed a four-wheeled carriage. 65 Fifth Avenue, he instructed the cabbie. While the Edison General Electric Company still kept his famous laboratory in New Jersey, the company's main office had assumed a much more fashionable address. The man turned around to look at Paul. You're going to see the wizard. I can't imagine that's what his mother calls him. His mother died a long time ago, replied the cabbie. Don't you know? The myth-making that surrounded Edison's story never ceased to amaze Paul. In less than a decade of public life, Edison had made himself into a modern-day Johnny Appleseed. It was infuriating, though one had to appreciate the skill involved. He's just a man, said Paul, no matter what the sun says about him. He makes miracles, lightning in a glass bottle, voices in a copper wire. What kind of a man can do that? A rich one,